So where are your favorite places on the lake? I guess, have you been around pretty much all of the lake?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I would assume that you have.
Gunnison Island is a really unique place. You can go out to Gunnison Island. It's a bird sanctuary, so people aren't allowed to go on there,
mm-hmm.
which means that the historical artifacts that are out there are pretty well preserved. So you can go out there and look at Howard Stansbury's triangulation station he built in 1849 and see it as he built it. It's still intact.
Hmm.
Or you can go down there and see the remnants of the guano farmer's cabin, or you can see the remnants, a little bit of the remnants of Alfred Lamborn's cabin where he lived.
Mm-hmm.
The door to his potbelly stove is still out there on the beach.
Huh.
And then, of course, during the summer, you've got the pelicans out there and the seagulls and the other bird life out there. So that one is really nice. Eardley Spit, it's just a dagger spit of land out there on the west shore of Great Salt Lake. But you go out there and it's like being in the Caribbean. It's just beautiful sand, well-protected anchorage, nice, what we call an onshore breeze. It's a great place to go anchor in a well-protected area.
Hmm. Cool. So do you go to those places? Or, I mean, I guess you can go to Gunnison Island, right? I mean, you've got
fishing reason. Well, yeah, we're going to the capacity of our job.
Right, yeah.
We go out there to support DWR. They go out there and tag the pelicans. So we're going out in the capacity of our job to go out to Gunnison Island. It's not like we're approaching and doing something that's not.
Do you take them out there? Are they the ones who take them out?
They've got their own boat, but they usually go out there in large groups, and they need more boats. Plus, they like us to be there to make sure nothing goes wrong. The north end of the Great Salt Lake is about as isolated as you can get in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
If you get in trouble on the Great Salt Lake, on the north end of Great Salt Lake, help is a long way away.
Yeah.
So when we go up to the north end of the Great Salt Lake, we're usually taking an extra boat, making sure, you know, having good communications, all that kind of stuff. You really have to think about the north end. It scares me a little bit that the boaters are starting to discover the north end of Great Salt Lake now and figuring out how to get into the north end and do things. Like, we had the lady that paddled up in the north end this year. She paddled the whole length of it. Great Salt Lake on a kayak, and she was camping out along the way, and we were more than happy to help her and support her and educate her on where to go and the currents and, you know, what to do, what not to do as far as trying to stay out of trouble. But it's the same thing we told her, you know, you've got to really plan this out, because if you get in trouble, help is a long, long way away.
Yeah.
And so she did everything right. She did it very smart. She had a GPS tracker. We were actually able to sit here on my computer and watch her the whole time. And she had the way to communicate with us if she did get in trouble and communicate with a third party.
Yeah.
In other words, your trusty guess.
Oh. Okay.
So, like I say, it just does worry me, the fact that some of these guys are discovered in the north end. It's really cool up there. It's a beautiful place. The water's actually pink. It's like, you know, boating in pink lemonade. It's so pink.
Really?
But it is concerning because they are, you know, getting into areas where it's tougher to get to them. It's going to take a lot longer to get to them.